local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Welcome to hour number two of Pensacola Right Now. Happy Thursday. Joe and Austin with you for the next 47 minutes, getting you caught up on a very busy day today with all of the top news and notes you need to know. We'll get started with our top three stories right off the bat, and starting with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer today, who says that Benjamin Netanyahu needs to be gone, and he's calling on Israel to hold elections for a new government to lead the deal with the threat of Hamas.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way by allowing his political survival to take the precedence over the best interests of Israel.
And Schumer says that issuing some of his harshest criticism there defends Israel's right to eliminate Hamas, but he accuses Netanyahu of being too willing to tolerate the civilian death toll. Also, a strong proposal is on the table for a temporary ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas conflict. According to Secretary of State Antony Blinken, he adds that it's up to Hamas to take the deal and end the suffering in the region. And Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz is set for a deposition early next month in connection to a civil lawsuit that involves allegations he had sex with a minor. According to ABC News, Gaetz was served a subpoena today as part of a defamation and racketeering lawsuit that was brought by longtime friend and former Florida House member Chris Dorworth. The subpoena was issued by attorneys representing a woman now in her 20s that claims Gaetz had sex with her when she was 17. Last year, the Justice Department declined to bring charges against him, and he has repeatedly denied those allegations. Those are today's top three stories. Austin has our first check this hour of the roads and weather.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at traffic here. So the biggest one was if you were traveling over the water, coming from UWF, traveling over towards Woodbine Road, trying to get into Pace. We had a lot of backups on that bridge there. And we still do. It has lessened some, though. It's basically going to have you backed up from the bridge all the way back to UWF. And we had a lot of issues on Scenic Highway as well, but those are seemingly dying down. Also, if you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards 10 Mile Road, we still have some backups there. Pine Forest Road looking about as congested as can be, whether it be traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or traveling southbound trying to get onto I-10. We also had a lot of issues on Blue Angel Parkway. Still do if you're traveling southbound. If you are traveling southbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Dog Track Road. There we go. Also, if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point. You may still have some issues a bit stronger than usual if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87. And then Caroline Street. If you're getting off of Avalon Boulevard and traveling eastbound on Caroline towards Glover Lane, we've got some minor issues there. And we've got some a bit more severe if you're traveling westbound on Caroline coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton.
The weather tonight will be cloudy, and we could see some fog develop during the late night and morning hours on Friday. It's going to be a humid night and warm with lows in the 60s. Highs Friday, warm as well in the upper 70s. Lots of clouds Friday. And there's a chance for rain late in the day and into Friday night. Saturday, low rain chance, but Sunday, there is a good 70% chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Our top local headlines today. FHP today confirming an 83-year-old man died this morning in a crash on Mobile Highway. Troopers say the man was leaving the Walmart parking lot at around 8:30 when he drove into the path of a Volkswagen. He was taken to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead. We talked about this last hour with Commissioner Colton Wright. Some testy moments during today's discussion over the largest American flag being housed at the Santa Rosa County Administrative Offices.
We've got important work, gentlemen. We've got really important work to get done on this board. That flag is very important, but there's a reason why we do not see government getting involved with these contests. The minute we build a 207-foot flag and put it out in this parking lot is the minute that Burt's Harley-Davidson in Clearwater puts up a 209-foot flag.
And that from Commissioner Kerry Smith. This after Commissioner James Calkins initially pushed to accept a $291,000 bid and to use tourist development tax dollars to pay for it. Clerk of Court and Comptroller Don Spencer said he would not write a check for it, which prompted this exchange between Smith and County Attorney Tom Danheiser.
So would this result in going into litigation, possibly, if we got into this?
Unlike some other counties, I would strongly recommend any litigation.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. I'm looking at our neighbors and seeing what we're having as far as checks written and not written by the clerk.
Spencer later said he would be open to the Tourist Development Council determining the appropriate location for TDT funds to be used. Calkin says he will discuss with the TDC and bring their ideas back to the board. Also, the Santa Rosa School District now has a contract agreement with its teachers union. President David Godwin says they were forced to settle as an attorney for the district sought a hearing with a special magistrate for this summer.
He sent a letter to PERC informing them of their choice for a special magistrate. And guys, SRP never had any intention of going to a special magistrate because we wouldn't have come to a decision until late in the summer, maybe at the start of next school year. We would have gone way past the deadline for the TESA money to be distributed.
And Godwin says the average salary increase for teachers amounts to 3.87%, with 2.07% of that coming from the school board. The remaining funds are coming from the state as part of the governor's effort to increase teacher pay statewide. We'll take a break there. State and national headlines still to come on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Have you ever made a spiritual bucket list? In Proverbs 30, a man named Agur makes his spiritual bucket list. He asks God to grant him two things before he dies, and his prayer is the only prayer listed in the entire book of Proverbs. The first thing Agur asks for is that God would remove from him anything that would hinder his walk with God, such as vanity or lying. Secondly, Agur requests that God would not give him anything that would hinder his relationship with God, such as poverty or even wealth. More than anything, Agur just wants to be pleasing to God. So what's on your spiritual bucket list? Let your list be all about pleasing God.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows southern weather is unpredictable, and our Energy Star windows and doors will keep the heat in and the cold outside where it belongs. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. Energy efficient products made, installed, and guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
When you buy more, you can save more. Visit newsouthwindow.com. New South proud.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAWon'tWait.com.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 5:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. A lot of the congestion that we had going over the water on Highway 90 towards Woodbine Road, if you were coming from UWF, that has heavily decreased, but we still have some minor issues there. And the congestion is a bit more severe if you are traveling on North Davis Highway towards UWF, but that should hopefully die down sooner rather than later. Pensacola Boulevard still giving us some trouble if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Same can be said for the neighboring North Palafox Street. If you're getting off of Pensacola Boulevard to get onto I-10 West and travel towards Pine Forest Road, we got some congestion worsening there as well. Speaking of Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile or southbound trying to get onto I-10, we've got heavy congestion both ways there. Still a lot if you're traveling southbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Dog Track Road. Some on Sorrento Road traveling westbound towards Blue Angel Parkway as well. And a bit behind that, if you're traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards Fairfield Drive, that's giving us typical evening backups. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Those are going to cause some issues for you as well. And some new backups here. If you're traveling northbound on Avalon Boulevard, this is if you're traveling towards Cyanamid Road. We've got some backups in that area. No confirmation of an accident, though, luckily. And lastly, on Caroline Street, if you're getting off of Avalon Boulevard and traveling eastbound towards Glover Lane, or if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton, we got some backups going both ways there.
All right, thank you. Also, just got word that there are some slowdowns at the intersection of Southeast Street and West Main near downtown, involving a train that's off the rails there.
Wow.
So if you can use an alternate route around that intersection, best to do so. It's heavier on Main heading westbound and then south on East Street there, but just be mindful if you're in that area, may want to use another route to get around there. Taking a look at our forecast right now, here's Alan.
Tonight, the weather will be cloudy with overnight lows in the 60s. It will be warm and humid, so a bit of fog may develop as we head toward Friday morning. Friday, lots of clouds in the skies, highs in the upper 70s, and late in the day and Friday night, there's a chance for a shower or a thunderstorm to move through. Into the weekend, low rain chance Saturday, but it's a high 70% chance on Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. 5:26 now at News Radio, taking a look at our state headlines today. Governor Ron DeSantis is deploying troops to South Florida and the Keys to prevent mass migration from Haiti during the gang takeover of the island nation.
A lot of times as states, we feel helpless because primarily immigration has been a federal issue. Seeing states like Florida and Texas have had to take steps because the federal government has been failing. So where the federal government fails, Florida and other states have led.
State Representative and Haitian native Bernard Jacques says DeSantis needed to act because the federal government did not. He adds the state wants to help the suffering Haitians, but must also prevent violent gang members from accessing our shores.
And a hearing over former President Trump's handling of classified documents in Florida is taking place today. Trump was at the courthouse this morning as his attorneys argue the case should be tossed out. Trump is also preparing for the March 25th start of his New York criminal trial involving alleged hush money payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels.
In Tampa, car seller Carvana is accused of selling cars online that have been reported stolen. Chris Trankman has more.
The first case involved a $74,000 Chevy Camaro in Polk County, where the VIN number under the hood didn't match the number on the door. A second case involved a Mustang GT from South Carolina, where the VIN, scanned by law enforcement, didn't match the one visible in the car. Both cases were reported to News Channel 8 in Tampa, and Carvana claims they're providing refunds to the buyers who drove the cars for more than a year before finding out their rides were hot. Chris Trankman, Tampa.
Also, a Broward County commissioner and congressman have an idea to bring down all Floridians' homeowners insurance rates.
By telling insurance companies that they only have to buy reinsurance up to a 1-in-50-year event.
That's Commissioner Steve Geller. He says the natural disaster reinsurance bill he drafted has been filed in the U.S. House by Congressman Jared Moskowitz, would tell insurance companies they only need to pay for reinsurance for up to a 1-in-50-year event rather than 1-in-200-year event, which many currently do, and the reinsurance mark makes up about 50% of a customer's premium. So seems like a good idea on the surface there. 529 here at News Radio. Recap of today's top three stories if you're just joining us. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz is set for a deposition early next month in connection to a civil lawsuit that involves allegations he had sex with a minor. That according to ABC News. Of course, last year, the Justice Department declined to bring charges against him, and he has repeatedly denied those allegations. There's a strong proposal on the table for a temporary ceasefire, according to Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Israel. He says it's up to Hamas to take the deal, though. And Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on Israel to hold elections for a new government to deal with the war. Schumer defends Israel's right to eliminate Hamas, but he accuses Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of being too willing to tolerate the civilian death toll. 5:30 right now, we'll get our Fox News update. More national headlines coming up, including, Austin, I realized today I'm a huge Bernie Sanders supporter.
Oh, really? I can't wait to hear why.
Sure, that's allowed on a conservative news talk station.
We'll find out.
Stick around.
I'm John Saucier. Donald Trump's legal team out of luck in the classified documents case. Federal Judge Eileen Cannon has denied a motion to dismiss the charges based on unconstitutional vagueness. RNC co-chair Laura Trump on the Fox News Channel says the GOP wants to reach as many voters as they possibly can.
This is a wide open tent, and the idea that this is a party closed off to anyone is false. We want everyone to come in. We want everyone to vote because we want everyone in this country to succeed.
Russian President Vladimir Putin threatening to consider using nuclear weapons if he felt Russia's sovereignty or independence was threatened. The Prime Minister of Latvia, Vika Salina, is telling Fox News she's very concerned about these comments.
To live with Russia and Vladimir Putin's autocratic regime in neighborhood, it's like living with an alcoholic in your neighbor. And it's very dangerous because you never know what will be next.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, as the fate of a bill banning TikTok awaits in the Senate, China is calling the bill an act of bullying. A spokesperson for the Chinese Foreign Ministry said that the bill would eventually backfire on the U.S. itself, and he added that the U.S. hasn't found any evidence that TikTok endangers its national security. Now, this comes after the House passed the Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act by a vote of 352-65. The legislation still needs approval of the Senate and signed by the president to become law. The bill requires Beijing-based ByteDance to sell TikTok and other applications it controls within 6 months after the bill would be enacted. And some good news for homebuyers is mortgage rates are down for the second week in a row. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaging 6.74% the week ended March 14th.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Many are slamming the Titans for signing Calvin Ridley to a four-year, $92 million contract, but I won't because they're trying to put their young QB, Will Levis, in a position to succeed. The jury's still out on Levis, but in 2024, we'll be able to see if he has what it takes, because not only do they surround him with an offensive-minded head coach in Brian Callahan, but Levis will have his new additions of Calvin Ridley and Tony Pollard, plus DeAndre Hopkins at his disposal, and that's all you can ask for. I'm Zach Gelb.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
When a cold comes on strong, try DayQuil's Severe Honey Flavor. The daytime, coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, honeylicious, power through your day medicine. Powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a honeylicious taste, so a cold won't slow you down. Get back to your day feeling relieved, enjoying the delicious flavor of DayQuil's Severe Honey. DayQuil's Severe Honey Flavor soothes your symptoms with a delicious taste. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are their dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Heard about the party now, just east of Harlem. Dougie gonna be there, but you got to call him.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather here. Let's see, looking at traffic, several places of note. We'll start with Pensacola Boulevard. If you are traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards 10 Mile Road, you're basically going to be backed up to 9 Mile Road. And then Pine Forest Road is giving us problems as well, whether you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound trying to get onto I-10. We also had a lot of problems on Blue Angel Parkway, particularly if you were traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road. That appears to still be a problem. But also, if you're traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road, We got problems there as well. Gulf Breeze Parkway is still giving us some issues if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. And we do have a confirmation of an accident report if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87. That has greatly worsened the congestion we were dealing with there. Outside of that, the biggest problem is going to be Caroline Street if you're traveling eastbound just past Avalon Boulevard towards Glover Lane, or if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton.
The weather tonight will be cloudy, and we could see some fog develop during the late night and morning hours on Friday. It's going to be a humid night and warm with lows in the 60s. Highs Friday, warm as well in the upper 70s. Lots of clouds Friday, and there's a chance for rain late in the day and into Friday night. Saturday, low rain chance, but Sunday, there is a good 70% chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Appreciate that. 538 now on News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at what else is happening in our national headlines today. The jury now has the trial of the Michigan father charged in connection with the deadly school shooting his son carried out. James Crumbly is charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter, the same charges that his wife Jennifer Crumbly was found guilty of last month.
And the death of a non-binary Oklahoma teenager is ruled a suicide, according to the Oklahoma State Medical Examiner's Office. 16-year-old Nex Benedicts, probable cause of death was the combined toxicity of an antihistamine and an antidepressant. The Owosso High School student died one day after being involved in a February 7th fight in a bathroom at the school's West Campus.
Three men are facing federal firearm charges in connection to the Kansas City Super Bowl parade shooting that left one person dead. Authorities did not accuse the three suspects of opening fire in the shooting, but instead say they took part in illegal firearms trafficking. They're also accused of buying a gun for someone who's not allowed to own one or doesn't want their name involved.
And Senator Bernie Sanders is introducing a bill that would establish a four-day work week in the U.S. If passed, the bill would lower the threshold required for overtime pay from 40 hours a week to 32 over the course of a four-year period.
2022, employees in the United States, and I hope people hear this, log 204 more hours a year than employees in Japan, and they're hardworking people in Japan. 279 more hours than people in workers in the United Kingdom, and 470 more hours than workers in Germany.
The 32-hour...
Despite these long hours, the average worker in America makes almost $50 a week less than he or she did 50 years ago after adjusting for inflation.
Preach!
Okay. Wow.
Say it louder for the people in the back.
Yeah, he really needed to, because his pauses for effect were really throwing me for a loop there. The 32-Hour Work Week Act would also protect employee wages and benefits to ensure there's no loss in pay. So, Joe,
yes.
Could this by any chance be what you were talking about before the Fox News break?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. You're telling me that I get to work 8 hours less and I get a third weekend day and I still make the same? Sign me up, baby.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Not sure the bosses approve of that, but
we'll find out. Hopefully, this will be furthered into legislature.
We'll see if I'm here tomorrow.
Officials with the state of Alabama's Office of Information Technology have confirmed that several state government websites were the subject of a denial of service cyber attack on Tuesday. A statement from Governor Kay Ivey's office said there was no data breach and the state's computers were not accessed. However, the denial of service has resulted in slow response times from many state websites.
All right, taking a look at our sports headlines. Austin is very upset today.
Yeah.
Wake Forest lost to Pitt earlier in the ACC championship. Also, his dad is probably upset because Florida State lost too.
Yeah, well, my dad figured that they were going to lose. And I'm not, like, taken aback by Wake Forest losing, because Pitt was good this year. They were, like, 21-10 or something, and they were the 4 seed. I'm upset that we were down by as much as 19 points in the second half and we lost by a dozen. That's what upsets me. There was no reason for the game to be that lopsided, especially when we beat them by like 33 in the regular season at one point.
Yeah.
But yes, a lot going on in college basketball beyond just my woes. An absolutely loaded slate tonight. And a lot of the big games are getting started in just about 20 minutes. We got Kansas State and Iowa State on ESPN2, NC State and Duke on ESPN, and Providence and Creighton on FS1. And a little bit after that, we'll have Duquesne and Dayton at 6:30. That one's going to be on USA. And a little bit later, we got Colorado State and Nevada on CBS Sports Network. And then Villanova and Marquette at 8:30 on FS1. Cincinnati, who knocked off Kansas pretty convincingly in the Big 12 tournament yesterday, they're going to be facing Baylor on ESPN2. And then the later games are New Mexico and Boise State on CBS Sports Network and Utah and Colorado on FS1.
NFL notes, we did see a rebuttal today from Aaron Rodgers, potential VP candidate. I guess I should call him by his title, right?
Yeah, to call him what he is, yeah.
So he shot down the CNN report claiming he endorsed conspiracy theories that he denied the Sandy Hook shootings actually took place. He says on X, "I'm on the record saying in the past what happened in Sandy Hook was an absolute tragedy. I am not and have never been of the opinion that the events did not take place." Also, a couple of investigations over tampering in the NFL. Of course, the free agency period officially opened Wednesday, but Monday is the legal tampering. Well, Saquon Barkley, who, of course, is the latest new Philadelphia Eagle, he may have had conversations he wasn't supposed to have, and his college coach was the one who may have ratted him out. James Franklin spoke about the move, casually mentioning a conversation that supposedly took place between Barkley and GM Howie Roseman, one that implied that it would have taken place during the tampering period, which is not allowed. Also, the Falcons and Kirk Cousins, I believe, are under the same investigation there. Oof. Because Cousins let it slip out that he had a conversation with a Falcons staffer before the tampering period began. So we'll see what happens with that. I think what would happen if they are found to have is that both teams would just lose a mid to late round pick, and then they would just move on with their lives there.
Yeah.
Players Championship is underway in Florida. It's taking place at the stadium course at Sawgrass. Scotty Scheffler won last year, and he's back this year, and he won last week's Arnold Palmer Invitational in Orlando as well. Let's get an update on the weather and the traffic. Austin, what's the story?
All righty. Well, starting with the roads here, North Palafox Street and Pensacola Boulevard, both if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, are dealing with some pretty severe backups right now. Same can be said for Pine Forest Road, whether you be traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound trying to get onto I-10. A bit further north in the Cantonment area, if you're traveling northbound on Highway 29 towards Muskegee Road, we've got some backups there developing as well. Had a lot of issues on Blue Angel Parkway, still do if you're traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road. Gulf Breeze Parkway had some problems if you were traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Those do seem to be lessening though. And due to an accident report traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87, we still got backups in that area. Lastly, Caroline Street, whether you be traveling eastbound towards Glover Lane or westbound coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton, we've got some evening traffic causing you some hiccups there.
The weather tonight will be cloudy, and we could see some fog develop during the late night and morning hours on Friday. It's going to be a humid night and warm with lows in the 60s. Highs Friday, warm as well in the upper 70s. Lots of clouds Friday, and there's a chance for rain late in the day and into Friday night. Saturday, low rain chance, but Sunday, there is a good 70% chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, taking a look at health, business, and science notes today. Investors are already coming together to buy TikTok, so says former Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. He tells CNBC that he's building an investor group to acquire the popular app. This comes, of course, after the House voted yesterday to approve a bill that would force the China-based ByteDance to sell it or have it banned in the U.S.
And the CDC has made changes to its measles vaccination guidance for travelers. The agency says any American with plans to travel abroad should speak with their doctor at least 6 weeks before their trip if they aren't sure whether they're up to date on their vaccines. The CDC previously advised people to make a doctor's appointment at least 1 month before their trip.
Automakers are scaling back or delaying their electric vehicle plans as EV euphoria seems to be cooling. A return to a mixed offering of vehicles, gas-powered hybrids, and fully electric, or what major auto manufacturers like Ford, GM, and Stellantis are all pivoting towards. None of those automakers have officially announced changes to their long-term EV goals, but there has been a notable shift in messaging.
And a new study shows the most effective exercises to lower blood pressure. Research published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine shows that exercises that engage muscles without rigorous movement are best to prevent and treat hypertension. That includes wall squats or planks. Studies have typically shown that aerobic or cardio exercises are best for treating high blood pressure, but this new study could help develop new exercise guidelines to prevent hypertension.
Austin, we have breaking news today.
Really? What's that?
Ozzy Osbourne was stoned on every episode of The Osbournes.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
That's what Sharon Osbourne said while appearing as a contestant on Celebrity Big Brother. I think I may have seen a snippet of one before, but yeah, it does not surprise me in the least.
I remember he was always difficult to understand when he was talking, yeah. And that could be because of some bigger issues. But him being under the influence of some sort of drug, no, that doesn't sound like Ozzy to me. The first trailer for the remake of The Crow is being released. The film stars Bill Skarsgård as Eric Draven, a man killed alongside his girlfriend. As he stays in a limbo between life and death, Draven makes it his goal to avenge their murders.
The initial lineup is out for Nashville's CMA Fest. I'm just a long-haired. So the longest-running country music festival has announced that Kelsey Ballerini, Brothers Osborne, Jelly Roll, and many other country stars will perform. The festival is June 6th through the 9th. Tickets are on sale now.
And Mark Wahlberg's Arthur the King is expected to get off to a decent start at the box office this weekend. The canine drama is expected to fetch between $8 and $10 million in its debut in theaters. And I don't want to gloss over the fetch pun used there. It won't be enough to dethrone Kung Fu Panda 4, though, which is expected to make between $28 to $30 million in its second weekend.
Big news for me today. NSYNC reunited for the first time in over 10 years. All five members of the 90s band got together last night during a Justin Timberlake concert in L.A. They performed three songs together. Definitely a treat for those in attendance. Wish it was me.
Yeah, people nationwide heard Joe kick his feet and go,
when that news dropped. Yeah.
So they sang Paradise, which is a song on Justin Timberlake's new album, Everything I Thought I Was. That is dropping tomorrow.
I'm sure we'll hear a snippet.
It is not the last that we have heard of NSYNC this week. I promise you that. 5:50, we'll take a break there. Wacky stories and good news to wrap up hour number two next.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
To me, the most important thing about being in the human race isn't winning. It's participating, living life to the fullest, emphasis on living. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Untreated hearing loss affects our mobility. It increases the risk of falls by 50%. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. So we still have traffic issues in several areas, but it does appear to be dying down some. We'll start with Pensacola Boulevard. If you're traveling northbound on Pensacola towards 10 Mile Road, we still have some backups there, almost reaching 9 Mile Road. Speaking of 9 Mile Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile, we've got issues going both ways there. Let's see. Blue Angel Parkway has been giving us a lot of trouble. If you're traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road, that is still the case now. Hopefully, though, it should diminish soon. Same can be said for Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 are still giving us problems. Lastly, Caroline Street, if you're getting off of Avalon Boulevard and traveling eastbound towards Glover Lane, or if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton, we've still got the evening traffic giving you some grief over there.
Yeah, I think today's probably one of the busier afternoons we've had on the roads in some time, for sure. Taking a look at our forecast, here's Alan.
Tonight, the weather will be cloudy with overnight lows in the 60s. It will be warm and humid, so a bit of fog may develop as we head toward Friday morning. Friday, lots of clouds in the skies, highs in the upper 70s, and late in the day and Friday night, there's a chance for a shower or a thunderstorm to move through. Into the weekend, low rain chance Saturday, but it's a high 70% chance on Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. We appreciate that. As we finish off this hour, a quick recap of today's top three stories. If you're just joining us, Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz is set for a deposition early next month in connection to a civil lawsuit that involves allegations he had sex with a minor. Last year, the Justice Department declined to bring charges against him, and he has repeatedly denied those. The subpoena was issued by attorneys representing a woman who's now in her 20s that claims Gaetz had sex with her when she was 17. A couple of updates from Israel. A strong proposal is on the table right now for a temporary ceasefire, so says Secretary of State Antony Blinken. He says it's up to Hamas to take the deal and end the suffering in the region. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says if they want to end the suffering in the region, well, they should hold elections for a new government to deal with the threat of Hamas. The harshest criticism, for sure, of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Schumer defends Israel's rights to eliminate Hamas, but accuses Netanyahu of being too willing to tolerate the civilian death toll in Gaza. Those are our top three stories. And of course, a lot happening here locally as well. A few updates in Santa Rosa County as commissioners met this morning. If you're curious, haven't heard about the largest flag in Florida effort there. It's still moving forward, although what's yet to be determined is exactly where it'll go and where the money will come from. So there was a lot of discussion today about could we use tourist development tax dollars to put the flag up for a cost of $291,000 at the county administrative building. Clerk of Court Donald Spencer told the board, hey, if you approve that, I will not sign the check for it. And, you know, see what happens from there. What they elected to do was, based on Spencer's suggestion, would be that he is open to the idea that the Tourist Development Council could determine the appropriate location for the flag, and in which case, yeah, we'll talk about it then. So Commissioner Calkin says he'll discuss the that with the Tourist Development Council and get back to the board on that. Also today, the Santa Rosa School District has finally negotiated a contract agreement with its teachers union, although it certainly appears from the union's perspective that they were forced to settle as an attorney for the district sought a hearing with a special magistrate for the summer over the contract negotiations. David Godwin, in a video to teachers, said that had they gone that route, they would have missed out on the deadline to get the state teachers pay, that money coming from the Governor DeSantis as an effort to increase teacher pay statewide. So they took what the district was offering, 2.07%, for a total average salary increase of 3.87%. Wanted to get that in there as well. Wacky stories here. A new calf in Louisiana will have you seeing double. Doughface was born late last month in a town outside of Baton Rouge. She is white with brown stripes and has two conjoined faces with four eyes. According to the farm's Facebook page, she's making steady progress so far, which is rare for a cow with that condition. The oldest one on record lived for less than 40 days. However, the odds of her existing at all is 1 in 400 million.
Wow. And a student pilot from Northern Virginia is facing charges after allegedly trying to break into the cockpit of a commercial jet. 19-year-old Nathan Jones was arrested on March 3rd and charged with interfering with a flight crew. Witnesses say Jones made three separate attempts to enter the cockpit of an Alaska Airlines flight from San Diego to Dulles International Airport. When asked what he was doing, Jones reportedly told flight attendants that he was testing them. His lawyer plans to ask for a mental evaluation, which I don't believe could be any more warranted.
Probably also warranted for the school of this individual to sit down, have a conversation, say, kid, we love your spunk, but I don't think you're cut out for this industry. So
that's very fair, moving
forward. Good news. This was pretty interesting. A Goodwill store in central Pennsylvania had listed a single Lego piece online for $15. A good Samaritan let them know, hey, I think you're going to want to bump up your price, because this particular Lego piece was a 14-karat gold mask that Lego has only made 30 of them. So obviously a high-end set that this mask belonged to. So the Goodwill store did just that, and they ended up auctioning it off, and they raised over $18,000. It's the most a single Lego piece has ever sold for. I don't even want to know what the previous record was. Maybe another gold one. I don't know. I didn't realize
Legos. Probably a rare one. I mean, well, obviously this is rare, but I mean, like, probably like a rare one that wasn't gold, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not in that business. I was never a big Lego guy growing up.
Me neither.
All right, well, that'll do it for hour number two. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up. We're back for another full rundown of anything you may have missed. Stick around. Pensacola right now.